It's 7:33. This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. It's that time of year, and across New Mexico and the country, college students are ironing gowns, searching for misplaced library books, and tossing tassels as they celebrate their graduations. But many students are facing heavy burdens of student loan debt, and with the economy still deep in a recovery stage, jobs are hard to come by. On the KUNM call-in show today, we'll take your calls and comments about student loan debt. But first, we'll hear from U.S. Senator Tom Udall. Legislation that would prevent a doubling of interest rates on new student loans stalled last week as Senate Republicans filibustered the measure. They're calling for reductions in funding for preventative health care in order to pay for the extension of lower interest rates. Udall is calling for what he calls the closure of tax loopholes to compensate for the cost of keeping student loan interest rates down. When I spoke with him this week, I asked him if the skyrocketing amount of student loan debt, over $1 trillion, according to recent reports, indicates a lack of financial literacy among young people.
I think that when a student makes a decision to go to college, they need to really look seriously at what all the costs are. But we all know that if you get a college degree, you're going to get a better job. You're going to do a lot better in terms of a long-term career. And we know today that the average graduate owes close to $25,000 on these student loans. The challenge I think we have in New Mexico and also in the country is how we start creating the jobs so that students feel comfortable getting this level of education and committing to a college education or higher. We know that the skills that are needed all over the world are in the STEM fields, science, technology, mathematics, and engineering. These are the areas where, for us to remain competitive, we need more students getting into these areas. And clearly, a lot of that is a college education plus additional higher education after that. So that's the kind of thing that we need to focus on as a society. And I think it is very important that students look at what they're going to earn afterwards. But a college education is a very good investment.
Do you have any concern that there are Americans who are borrowing money and purchasing perhaps more college than they can afford?
It is daunting today to look at the numbers in terms of how much it takes in terms of dollars to get a college education. And so there needs to be a real analysis by students as to what it means and where they think they're going. But for most, I think, that are good students who want to get a good education, it's important that they have the tools in place to do that, and one of those is a student loan process that's not going to put them so far in debt that they'll never be able to get out. Part of the thing that worries me the most is some of the colleges that are getting into a situation. Some of these are for-profit colleges where they take advantage of the student loan situation, and then there's a high default rate. And we need to make sure that there is good financial literacy, that students understand what the repayment rates are, how much they're going to earn with the profession they're striving to get into. But it's still a very good investment to get a college education or above, and it means a lot in terms of a person's future family, et cetera.
Senator Tom Udall, Democrat of New Mexico, he supports legislation that would extend lower student loan interest rates for another year. The measure is stalled in the Senate. Ahead this morning, we'll take your calls and comments on student loan debt on the KUNM call-in show. How much do you owe on your student loans? How long will it take you to pay them off? Are you considering delaying your college education because of the cost of student loans? You can email callinshow@kunm.org. You can leave comments online or call in live during the show. That's the KUNM call-in show just ahead this morning at 8 o'clock here on KUNM.